Hey guys, good day, how are you doing? This is your favorite poet, MD Al-Hassan. And today at Poets in the House, we have a very beautiful podcast for you. And thank you for tuning in. This means a lot to us. Really, today we're going to be talking about consistency in writing poetry. Yeah, consistency. You know, as a poet or an aspiring poet that is here to find his compass, you know, as regards to writing quality poems, it is essential to know that consistency is key to every delivery. Yes, if you want to be a good writer, then you have to be so much consistent. Every writer, every artist, every professional, you know, student needs to be consistent before he achieves his aim, before becoming successful. So, as a poet, you are not an exception. So basically, writing poems can be incredibly exciting, you know, and could be an undertaking for writers of all ages. You know, poetry offers writers many ways to play with their forms and styles of writing. If you want to produce a resonating quality poems, then you have to be so much consistent. So let's look at a few steps. I'm going to be walking you through some steps on how to become a consistent writer. If you want to be great, if you want to be a popular writer, then you have to follow these steps. You know, first of all, we need to understand a few points. You know, you need to read works of a variety of great writers. You know, as a poet, you're not supposed to be just, you know, focusing on yourself, your energy alone. So you have to extend your thinking, your reading to other favorite poets. So the simplest way to improve your poetry is to read poems. You may be familiar with great poets like William Wordsworth. Yes, I love that man because I have read few of his works, and my favorite from that is We Are Seven, where he was talking about some children and the love for, or you know, siblings love. I think you need to see that poem. We Are Seven, it's very interesting. And then great writers like Emily Dickinson. Yes, if you have watched this movie Quiet Passion, you will know a lot about Emily Dickinson and how her poems have actually affected the world in entirety. So part of becoming a great poet is consistently looking out for quality poetry collections. You know, you go out and search for poetry collections that are actually nice to read, and of course brace yourself up. Also, you can read contemporary literary magazines to explore yourself to new voices. There's absolutely no harm in revisiting your favorite old poems. There are some persons that they might like a particular poet and they keep reading that particular poet, and then they are not open to new poets. There's no harm, you know, reading your old poems, but then you still need to extend your reading to other poets. As for me, one of my great writer, the one I actually read his work, are the works of Charles Bukowski, poems like Bluebird, Drunk Again, Writing, all by Charles Bukowski. I will implore you to read the same. His poems are very nice. And secondly, some points I said the points you need to know to become consistent. The other one is experiment with different poetry form. You know, most people, they are just used to free verse. They're not, you know, extending their writing to other forms like haiku, like tanka. We have a lot of them, haiku, where you have some syllables attached to it, and the poems come out very beautiful and short. You know, most people love concise poem and short. So haiku is one of those poems that are very short and so interesting to, you know, to read. So basically, the third point here is try play with rhymes. Yeah, try play with rhymes. As a kid, you know, in our nursery schools, our primary schools, we were taught rhymes, and we loved them because they were actually rhyming, even though we never knew what we were talking about. But but then we enjoyed the rhyme. So the same thing goes to poetry. If you can add rhymes to your writing, it beautifies it, though it's not compulsory, because I particularly do not even use rhymes in my poems that much. But it's quite advising. I mean, it's quite advisable to use them. So that is nice. The fifth point here is keep a journal. As a poet, you need to have a record of the poems you've written, the poems you're yet to write, and you need to be carrying possibly journals around. You might see something that will spark your inspiration and then you just put it down. So it's very important to have a catalogue of your poems to help keep track of the number of poems you've written and authored. And of course, you need to gather the thoughts of the day. It's possible you have some thoughts running through your mind, then you have to put them down before it escapes. And then the next point, that is the sixth point, is edit your work. You know, at the time you write the poem, it's entirely in its raw form, so you have to wait a while, then you revisit it and actually edit it. And after editing it, you pass it on to those that are very good, those that are so great in poetry writing, and ask them to edit your work for you. So do not always publish your work on without being edited. And then another point is, there are no rules to poetry, you understand. Give yourself the freedom to explore your craft and play, you know, play with words. There's no rule that said you have to follow this pattern, you have to do this, you have to do that, because if there were actually strict rules to poetry, then it becomes a normal form of writing and it's not going to be interesting. So your craft can come in different ways. So, you know, don't hold yourself back or be wrong about final product. Some of your best work are even those that started out bad. So give yourself the opportunity to explore, and, you know, just, there's no rule. There's no any rule to poetry. No rule. Now, a recap from what I just said. First of all, we need to have a very great consistency. First of all, you need to read other people's work, great poets, and then experiment those things you have read, and, you know, write some poems yourself. Then try some rhymes pattern. Of course, keep a good journal. Then edit your work. And lastly, there's no rule to poetry. So poetry is very interesting, and to be consistent, if you follow these few steps, though there are other steps, but I just brought to you some steps, it's gonna work well for you, and it's like magic. You see your poems great. So thank you for joining us, Poets in the House. My name is MD Al-Hassan, and do join us, and do check out our work on our blog, Poets in the House, and of course our Instagram page at our Instagram page, Poets in the House. Thank you for joining us. I still remain MD Al-Hassan.